halfway through with Paul.
Ooh, and the news bulletin halfway through with Paul.
This is the news.
The time is 3:39. EU leaders in Brussels are discussing the Lisbon Treaty, climate change, and Tony Blair's bid to become the European Council president. Pregnant women, children, and the elderly aren't receiving swine flu vaccinations in Switzerland. The Ministry of Justice for the Treasury plan on saving £65 million by cutting costs before the election. Discussions between Royal Mail and Communications Workers Union continue in a bid to end the mail strike. And finally, Michael Jackson's documentary makes $12 million on the first day of release.
Recently, ex-Gillingham player Marlon King was sacked for recent charges made against him. The ex-striker has a criminal record of 13 offences, including theft, assault and wounding, but has never before been behind bars. He now faces jail for 18 months. Anna Birchall, also an ex-Gillingham player who now plays for Gillingham FC, is currently serving a two-month ban for receiving two send-offs. Sophie Jackson, our sport correspondent, finds out more.
You are currently on a ban for retaliating after someone spat at you. What happened?
Well, basically, I was playing a football match for the reserves, and I've had a rivalry with this player who spat at me, and I retaliated in a way which got me sent off.
Do you think the ban was unfair?
I do. In my eyes, I think my ban was unfair because I was playing for the reserves at the time, and the referee didn't do nothing about the other guy spitting at me. So I retaliated in a way by stamping on him.
Do you think football is an aggressive sport?
I think football is a passionate sport. I think players usually get fired up for bigger games, which can lead to aggressive manner.
Do you think it's more the papers then? Do you think that footballers get a bad name?
Basically, a lot of footballers are in the papers 24/7, and sometimes they've been put as a bad name more than they actually.